The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 41. During the time I spent in the Dohali Tuvango village, I got to know one of their best antelope hunters, an older woman called Sheba. Sheba seemed to have a better sense of humor than the average Tuvango, and was also somewhat less insanely competitive than the rest of them. She enjoyed sitting down to a game of life or clue, but she never showed any sign that she cared much about the outcome. We got to chatting while we were watching a fairly feverish bout of Yahtzee. Her English was excellent, and she invited us, the Balamba trading party, and me, out on a hunt. For the second time in less than a week, I was the sole taker of the invitation to my group. I hope this was not the beginning of an alarming trend towards volunteerism on my part, but it seemed that Tigli and Togli had become absorbed in watching a particularly intense game of Risk, and Jangli preferred to wander around by herself. The guy whose name I didn't catch just wanted to lie in the shade and do nothing. So it was only I who accompanied Sheba's hunting party. We set out the next day around noonish, which was a bit of a surprise to me. I'm not what you would describe as an avid hunter or outdoorsman, really, as should be clear from my account thus far, but I had always assumed that this hunting business was carried on in, or at least begun in, the early morning hours. I was under the impression that this was something these rustic folks engaged in whilst I was still lolling abed, but apparently not. There were seven of us in the hunting party. It was a mixture of both men and women. There is, as far as I could tell, no sex-based division of labor amongst the Tuvango. In fact, men and women seem to possess identical status in the village. There appears to be no differentiation at all, and although the current chief was indeed a man, I was given to understand that there had been many female chiefs in the past. As far as our hunting party was concerned, Sheba was quite obviously in charge. I thought she possessed an air of what one might be tempted to call natural authority, but I suspect that her fellow Tuvango had merely learned over the course of a number of hunts that she knew what she was doing and had wisely decided to just follow her lead. For a smallish woman, Sheba was possessed of a fairly long stride, and I found that I had to do a sort of half-trot every few strides in order to keep pace with her. She did not carry herself as I imagined an accomplished huntress would. For instance, she was not at all silent, but talked more or less non-stop. Sheba asked me many questions as we made our way through the bush. She seemed especially interested in the genesis of the game Clue. She wanted to know if the characters were based on actual individuals. She had a particular interest in Professor Plum, whom she described as sexy. I can only assume that her up till then tremendous facility with English was failing her at this moment. I was just explaining to her that I had never met any plums in my time at university when she suddenly stopped dead and thrust her hand across my mouth. She had spotted an antelope. Or so I assumed, but this was just her idea of a little joke. In fact, all the Tuvango roared with laughter, but to this day, I can't see what the hell was so damn funny.